The pasuk says, "V'yemei Moshe la'am al tiru." Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, "Al tiru, don't be fearful. Hesyatzu ruas Yeshuas Hashem, asher yasul chem ayoyim. Stand by and see the redemption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for us today." So I saw Reb Chaim Meir Katz, Reb Chaim Motcha Katz, the tells Rosh Yeshiva Tzatzal, asks, "Why does the pasuk have to say Hesyatzu ru?" Of course, person has to pay attention, Hesyatzu, in order uru that he should be able to see. So he explains that people many times see things, but seeing something does not necessarily mean that one understands and recognizes and appreciates what he's seeing. The pasuk is teaching us, he says, in a very important lesson. It's not enough to see. It has to be the seeing that has to come with paying attention. We're trying to understand, what am I seeing? So Moshe Rabbeinu, as Klal Yisrael is approaching Kriyas Yamsuf, as Klal Yisrael is approaching this incredible nes that we, Baruch Hashem, experienced, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, "I don't want you to miss the opportunity of seeing, of recognizing, of understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing on our behalf. So I tell you, Hesyatzu, stop and pay attention. And therefore, you will be indeed Zoicha Uru as Yeshuas Hashem. If you stop and try to pay attention, then you will be Zoicha to see what you're supposed to see." And he says, this is Pshat in the Pasuk, that we say very often, a Pasuk in Perek Tzadik Beis in Tehillim, in the Perek of Mizmashir L'Yoyim HaShabbos. We say, "Marabba Masecha Hashem, Ma'oit Onkum Achshveisecha, Ishbar L'Yeda, Uchsil L'Yovin Azois." The Pasuk begins by telling us how incredible everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is, what incredible intelligence was evolved in the creation and in the administration of the world. Why is it necessary for the Pasuk to continue, Ishbar L'Yed Uchsil L'Yovin Azois? If the Pasuk wants to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he's done and what he does continuously is so phenomenal, why is it important for us to mention that a foolish person doesn't recognize it? So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incredible. What he does is wonderful and phenomenal. But the Pasuk is telling us, as great as everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did and does is, a person can miss it. If you don't pay attention, even if it's staring you in the face, then you are an ishbar. Ichsil, you're foolish. L'yavn ezois. It isn't just enough that it's there. It has to be there in a way that we should try to understand what's happening. We should pay attention to what is happening. For then and only then are we going to be zoicha to understand Marabba Masecha Hashem. But I think that what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael was to not just be superficial, not just look and think about things in a very superficial manner and not understand the depth and the meaning of what is happening. The pasuk says, after the Shira, V'yasa Moshe Yisrael miyamsof. V'yasa, and Rashi explains, what does the word Vayasa mean? So Rashi says, Hisiyon bal karchem. He had to force them to leave the Yamsuf, to leave that area. Why? Shitra Mitzrayim Susayim, B'techshita Izov Echesev. It was the custom of the Mitzrim that they would put on their horses gold and silver, V'avonim Toivis, and expensive stone as ornaments. V'yisriya Mitzin Oysabiyam. And Klal Yisrael found those expensive, beautiful items. V'gdoyla, says Rashi, ha'isabizis hayam b'bizis Mitzrayim. What Klal Yisrael took from the Mitzrayim when they left Yamsuf was even more and greater than what they took when they left Mitzrayim. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Torei Zov Nasloch im the Kudas Akesav. What they took when they left Yamsuf were Torei Zov, were gold, versus what they took when they left Mitzrayim was Kesav, was silver, less expensive. Lefikach Hetzruch Lesim Balkarchem. And that's why he had to force them to leave. So the Sefer Apirion from the Baal Kitzel Shulchan Aruch asks a question. We know that the Gemara Masechet Brachos Daf Tes Amud Aleph tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'bakash mecha, I implore you, lech v'zir mekach, please make sure that Klal Yisrael take from Mitzrayim all of the gold and silver, shloyoy ma'aseh tzadik, that the tzadik Avraham Avinu shouldn't be able to say, v'avodah v'ina oisom kiyem behem, having to work hard, having to be in pain, was fulfilled. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically wanted them to take from the Mitzrim, klichesev, v'zov, v'smolos. And all of a sudden, Rashi here is teaching us that Moshe Rabbeinu is preventing them from taking from Mitzrayim. How do we understand that? He says, he quotes a sefer Oil Yaakov, who explains, as long as Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, and as we know, when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they were in the Memtesh Shari Tumam. They were in a status of very close to Gashmias. And because they were in such a place where they were so close to Gashmias, Moshe Rabbeinu had no way of teaching them and telling them, you need to be better. You need not to be thinking at this moment about Gashmias. You need to be thinking at this moment about Ruchnias. But once, he says, Klal Yisrael went through Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they experienced, as we're learning now, the Kriyas Yamsuf. What happened at that moment was a whole different experience. They came, Moshe Rabbeinu realized, and said, you are now people that recognize Ruchnias. If you're individuals that recognize Ruchnias, you should not be spending your time and your moments on Gashmias. And that's why he said to them, Vayasa, he forced them to leave the expensive silver and gold and stones that the Mitzrim were carrying along with them. Because he told them, you're Baruch Hashem better now. And if you're better now and you're greater now, experience the Yeshua's Hashem. Experience the Ruchnistiga moment of recognizing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us and not dwell on the Gashmias. The Noam Elimelech says that the Pasuk says in the Shira, Uvnei Yisrael hocha b'yabosha b'soichayom. And the question is, why does the Pasuk say b'yabosha, on dry land, b'soichayom, inside the yam? Says the Noam Elimelech, when Klal Yisrael were going through the Kriyas Yamsuf, this incredible nace that happened at that time, and they recognized how great and incredible HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what they were learning is that it's not just b'toich hayam. It's not only when we're walking in the Yam Suf do we realize and recognize the greatness of Hashem. But even b'yabosha, when a person is walking on the street, when the person is walking on the sidewalk, on that place also, in that moment also, we have to realize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is doing for us. And we're, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere that we go. Over there you saw Hochu, it doesn't make a difference if it's B'yabosha or it's B'toich Hayam. We have to understand and recognize every moment, wherever we are, whether we're experiencing miracles or we're experiencing the experiences of a regular everyday. And he says, that's pshat, what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hofach Yam liyabosha. Hofach Yam, we have the ability to turn the Yam into Yabosha. If we take the lesson that we learned in the Yam and don't forget it, but accept it and absorb it, that even be Yabosha, even when we're walking on the street, we'll see Yeshua's Hashem, we'll see the wonderful hand of Hashem every moment, every second of our lives.